Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo again, and we didn't have enough room on 2 Samuel chapter 23 to complete part 11 of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord allowed me to put it on another tape, and that's what we're doing right now. I've already prayed that God would anoint chapter 23 and part 11 of accepting or receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. And so we'll just begin right now. Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
How the Lord tests how much of the discipline of the Holy Spirit we've received.
Now, the Lord does test people. Even in the Bible, it tells you to, you know, if you've got a new team of oxen, before you do it, you buy it, you know, usually you go out and test them to see if they're feeble, lame, halt, something, or if they're going to be really strong. And same thing nowadays. You're not going to buy a car unless you go over to the lot and kick the tires or something. Unless now that you've, now that they've got insurance and everything and the thing doesn't work or some kind of warranty on it. But you don't want a lemon, so you check things out. You go drive the car. And if you really don't have a lot of money, especially, you're going to go and scrutinize a car. We have one of the guitar teachers drove all the way out to San Antonio to buy a car, and when he went there, he tested it, and there were two things wrong with it. He just doesn't make that much money. And so he said, I drove 20 hours for nothing. He said it was just it was a year 2000 vehicle, 5 years old. And so he just decided not to take it, because he doesn't have the money to repair it. And a lot of people that are in the ministry that have everything, you know, the Lord provides everything for them, they'll drive a car and it falls, they do something wrong to it, and it doesn't mean anything to them because it's not coming out of their pocket. And that's tragic, because you never know when things could change overnight. And just like it was when people didn't pay any attention to what the Lord said, or didn't pay any attention to his property, the housing, didn't pay any attention to the vehicles. They just wrecked a bunch of vehicles. Well, he took all the property away from them. Didn't pay any attention to whether they were sinning or not. And he took all the property away, and they found themselves out on the streets. They realized then that they had to start making money, and to support their children. And they should have learned a lesson from that, that everything costs money, and especially today, inflation has gone up. Today, even if you buy a candy bar, it used to be a nickel. Now it's a dollar. And 65 cents at the most reasonable if you go to Sam's. And I'm not doing a commercial for them, nor am I saying that you should eat candy bars. But I'm just saying, things have gone up a lot. And everything, like for instance, $100,000 or $1 million today is about the same as back when I was with the American Health Studios. It's maybe $50,000 or $100,000 was the same as $1 million today. That's really sick to me, because you have to pay. It just seems like hundreds and hundreds percent more. For if you paid a dime for a candy bar today, that'd be 100% more. Amen?
Amen.
15%, 200% more. And so on. Okay, so read that line again.
How the Lord tests how much of the discipline of the Holy Spirit we've received.
So, you know, the Bible tells us to be prudent with the Lord's money. Amen?
Amen.
And just because this ministry is supporting you, it wouldn't be able to support you very long if you, because the Lord blesses the body of Christ corporately, and he also curses the body of Christ corporately. If you don't care anything about the body of Christ, he'll take everything we've got away from us. Amen?
Amen.
The good people will suffer with the bad. That's why if you're a good person, you're going to police everything and make sure that people are reported. If they're wasteful and are unconcerned, if they let the oil run out of their cars and it breaks the block and it ruins the motor. These motors today, some motor that you get for $1,000, couple thousand dollars, they run $18,000, $20,000 for one of these big 18-wheeler tractors that go down the road. That's like nothing nowadays. It's just like, but to a person that's poverty-stricken, they have to, go shopping over at thrift stores. They have to take a computer with them to check how much money they spent. They've got maybe $15 to pay for food, and they can't buy whatever they want. They check on the computer, and you see them just doing that in stores when you go shopping. They just get a little bit, a loaf of bread, and they find out which is the cheapest bread, not the most nutritious. They might get, it's just terrible, sick. And some people, they just say, yeah, I need some, vitamins, and the vitamins cost $25 a package for them, to $40 a pack, and the protein powder, $40, $45, a little container of it. And hundreds of dollars for just one person. They couldn't possibly afford this sort of care for themselves out in the world. The majority could not. And really, a lot of people couldn't. Some people have left the church. They had to be put out for a while. And they couldn't even afford furniture, and they had children. He had an apartment, he's working all day, he had to pay all this money for babysitters. In the church, you don't pay for that. They had to have somebody cook food for their children. In the church, you don't pay for that. You don't pay for utilities here. The church does. And you have to pay for somebody your clothing and the children's clothing and their school books. You can't afford to send them to a Christian school. You'd have to work another job to do that. Here, your children go to school. It's the best Christian school, I believe, in the whole country, free of charge. We need better teachers. Some of the teachers are good, but we need more and more better teachers, because some of them are just, they're not teachers at all, and they don't really, they just let the children run wild in the classes. And I'm bringing one of these teachers out here, and there's a good teacher in Los Angeles. I'm going to bring him out to Fort Smith. He's a real teacher. But the Lord has tested a bunch of people, and they just come out spades instead of aces. Amen?
Amen.
We need diamonds, amen?
Amen.
I don't play cards, but we need gold, not dirt. Diamonds, not just rocks. To make this church successful all over the world and be rewarded handsomely by the Lord at the end. So the Lord is testing everybody right now. Say the Lord doesn't test people. Oh, yes, he does. He doesn't tempt people, but he tests you. Okay, so go ahead.
The discipline of the Holy Spirit is not only given to us to deal with us or to break us, but also to test us. We're being tested. Some people have been in painful trials, but after a certain period of time, their sufferings have all passed away, and their lives become easy.
And on the other hand, there are some people in the church that have been tested. The whole church was tested, and they found out that the Word of God is true. I used to tell them, I don't see how God is still letting you have this property. And finally, here comes the all these different federal government agencies, the marshals, and they took your property away. And half the church, the phonies, the ones that were that didn't pass the test, they all fell away. They didn't have the metal in them. They didn't have the spirit in them to stick and stay and make it pay, and they're gone. And some of them, they say, are making pretty good money. But what good is that going to do them when they reach the judgment bar of God? You know, the Lord has sent in millions more to us because we stayed. Amen? And also because I'm being obedient here, and all the other people hopefully are obedient too. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't be sending in the money. So we have to pass the test, or you'll be won't have the power to stay in the church, because the Lord is cleansing the church and purging it now. So you better be thankful if you're still here, and if you want to stay here, you can't start kicking back tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Life begins today, and when it gets to be tomorrow, that's today. Life begins tomorrow, right? Today, which will be today. And the next day, and the next day. Life begins that day. You got to start out living every day, which means you got to kill yourself. Keep yourself mortified by the Holy Spirit every day, carrying the cross. Because the Lord is checking you out every day. He's testing you. Okay, then what?
No one is criticizing them anymore, but they get all sorts of praises from people. They don't receive any suppression anymore, but what they do receive is exaltation.
That's the worst test of all. Oh, when people call and say, you're the most wonderful person since the, Kleenex. Nothing has been more superior to you than Kleenex. And then, you say, wow, I'm better than Kleenex. And then you start getting puffed up about that. And the Lord starts sending money in. You're no longer poverty stricken, but you've got wealth. All right, you don't want to be too wealthy, but you've got enough money to do the things that you've always wanted to do in the ministry. And you still eat the same. And you may even be living in a smaller bedroom or smaller house. I used to live in a bigger house than I do now. But some of you people remember the Ridge, amen? That was an 18,500 square foot, and now my bedroom is just a postage stamp compared to that. Amen?
Yeah.
But I've learned to be abased, and I learned to abound. Amen?
Amen.
In all things, I've been tested. Now, that's the worst test. So you get some money in some people's pockets and some gold and silver. That's it. They go right over the hill. They're going to go out into the world. They forget who gave it to them. Mm-hmm. Then they think, boy, I'm really good in business. They don't remember that they're using the Lord's trucks, the Lord's manpower, and they go out there and try to do something like what we're doing. You won't make it, amen?
Amen.
You may make a few bucks, and that doesn't mean anything at the judgment of our God, though, amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Everything is going so fine. Now, such a prosperous environment is the test to see where we are in the Lord. Therefore, the discipline of the Holy Spirit consists not only of the trials, tribulations, or sufferings, but also of tests given by our being given prosperity. Many brothers and sisters are able to endure the trials and tribulations of poverty, but seem to not be able to pass the test of being wealthy.
Oh, I remember how glorious it was for me to know that, we didn't have enough money hardly to get a couple of loaves of bread, because the Lord just took me right down to the bottom. And we just felt it was a big move of the Lord. And it was. When we go to the back of supermarkets and ask them for food, we didn't have any alternative. We're driving a $100 car. One time we went around the corner and the wheel came off, rolled up on somebody's lawn, and needless to say, it was quite embarrassing. And then Susie went and told me to buy this limousine that would cost $100. It was a Cadillac limo, and that's the one that we went around the corner and the thing fell off, the tire rolled off across the... But I said, boy, we're really of the Lord, you know, because we're humble now. We haven't got any money. That's wonderful, because I'd always spent more money. I spilled more money on a bar before at night, probably $100 worth, and I'd tip up to $500, $600, $700, $1,000 a night. And I just always mourned because I never saved that money and used it for the Lord. But I didn't think about the Lord back then. That was before the Lord enlightened me with that testimony of mine where he visited me in that office and elsewhere. Okay, and then what?
Some people can endure all sorts of criticism, lies, and other meanderings from the devil. Different character assassinations.
Right, that doesn't bother me at all. It makes me sleep better. Right?
Yeah.
That's like if I hear a lot of negative letters from people, you know, it makes me smile, and it's like a sleeping pill, which I don't take, but I mean, you know, it's just makes me sleep good, because I know the Lord says that blessed are they when they say all manner of evil against you. Amen?
Yeah.
And so I figure, I'm blessed. You know, they made my day. Okay, then what else?
Some people can endure attacks and the fiery arrows of all kinds, but they cannot pass the test of being praised or exalted. It goes to their head and they fall. They become puffed up. Some who have never been exposed to riches or wealth claim that they do not love money, but we can't depend on that statement at all until we see them get money or wealth.
Yeah, put a little gold or silver in their pocket, and boy, you see them heading over the hill. They don't even take roads. They just go right across. And you can see them crawling over the barbed wire fence. Or some of them leap over. Then what else?
So not until they receive wealth, before this wealth is in their coffers or their bank account, in the grip of their fists, they won't be proved until that happens.
Then we'll see. Then we'll see what you do with your money. Some people, they say, well, you know, I've got $50, and I was wondering if I could keep it. I'll just say, put it into the donation. If you need anything in this church, you just put it on the list, you're going to get it. You know, if it's not contraband, there's things that we don't need. Amen?
Yeah.
If it's something you need, you'll get it. And then what else?
It's at that time when they have money or wealth, then they'll really find out if they really love money or not. Mm-hmm. Some people say that they would love their wife. Maybe that's because they don't have a wife. The only way that we could test them on that or find out if that's true is when they have a wife for them to love.
Yeah, will you love her then? You say you really love her. But when you get her, what about that? You want to go fishing? Huh? Or what if she's unlovable? Or you still want to love her? It's like, you know, mooching up to a porcupine. No, you may not love her just because she has the title wife. Doesn't mean a thing. Okay, then what else?
That then will prove whether they love their wife or not. In order to expose our innermost condition, we need the Holy Spirit not only to use a trial on us through a painful environment, but we many times need the Holy Spirit to put us in a positive environment to test us. Therefore, the discipline of the Holy Spirit works through both trials and tribulations, tests at the same time. But normally, the discipline of the Holy Spirit works primarily by inflicting sufferings, much more than through tests of prosperity.
Right. So we had Paul. Paul went both ways. I've been tested both ways. I've spent sometimes $500,000 to $1 million a month. Where it comes from, it's just like a miracle. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have it, but the Lord sends it in anyway. And I've been able to do things in the church that I wanted to do for years, to repair it and put parking lots in, build a recreational facilities for the brothers and sisters, because a lot of them are at the age now. When they first got saved, a lot of them were hippies, and they didn't have, they'd been on drugs and eating candy bars and drinking soda pop, and they were in bad health. A lot of them had hepatitis and every kind of other thing. And now, and so they needed fresh grains and things, and I had money to buy that from Deaf Smith County, Texas, which county is famous for not using sprays for growing everything organically, and it costs almost twice as much money. And we sent bought tractor trailer loads of the grain and everything, and put everybody on health food diets when they came. And now, consequently, their children are healthy. And I went to All Lance because I've been raised in the health studio business and other businesses, and I knew what to do. And God put me through that training before I was a Christian. And so that always worked out good. But when the money came in, I built a gym and a new church and bought things that we weren't able to afford before, more living facilities. And I thank and praise the Lord for every bit of it. Okay, then what else?
I'd like to say a conclusion regarding the discipline of the Holy Spirit. The discipline of the Holy Spirit is an important lesson to the people of the Lord, the sons of God, the saints. There are many positive lessons for the saints. We're more than conquerors, and we can do all things in Christ Jesus. But this is the only negative one. Although there are other lessons of dealings which have to do with the negative aspects of life of God, yet all these require the coordination of the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Our forefathers in the Bible, the prophets, the disciples, the apostles, and all the overcomers in the way of life, which are recorded in church history, have had tremendous, rich, and definite experiences along this line from God. Although they did not necessarily use this term, quote, the discipline of the Holy Spirit, unquote, yet it is abundantly evident that they experienced various environments confronting them as trials and testings. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 tells us that he knew how to be abased and how to abound. This is because he learned the lessons of the discipline of the Holy Spirit amidst all circumstances. How much more should we who seek the growth of life, who are seeking the kingdom of heaven, who are seeking the eternal prize of all prizes, how much more should we pay full attention to lessons like this? Not only to know the aspects fully, but to accept the dealings of the Holy Spirit thoroughly. Then we will allow the hand of the potter to mold and shape us, the pieces of clay, that we may become a fit vessel filled with the glorious image of His Son, and fit for Him with the Father by the Spirit to live in.
All right, praise the Lord. That was part 11 of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. And tomorrow I'll have another lesson for you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. This is Tony Alamo. God bless you and praise the Lord. Remember all these things. Keep them first and foremost in your mind. Fill your mind with these things so that the devil can't attack your mind anymore, any longer, okay? Praise the Lord.